Welcome to The Lowdown on URN, your ultimate guide to week one.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Sam.
And we'll be guiding you through week one, 7 days this week from 10 a.m. You'll be hearing your What's On guide, being introduced to life on campus, and receiving all the advice you need from the people that know.
Today, we welcome you to the only place that you could possibly want to spend the upcoming years of your life, the University of Nottingham. You'll hear all about life here on campus, what you can expect from week one, and tips for settling into your new home.
First though, here's your guide to everything that is happening around campus on your first night as a fresher.
Today is the first day of a week of exciting events that your SU has lined up to welcome you to university life.
The main attraction today is the Freshers' Fair, which is in the huge marquee next to the Sports Centre.
Inside, there are representatives from over 240 societies who are waiting to encourage you to join them.
Whether you're looking to carry on a hobby or broaden your horizons by trying something completely brand new, with societies ranging from Quidditch to English, and from sports teams to media groups, there is bound to be something for everyone.
The fair, which will run for the next 3 days, will have loads of fantastic offers and free goodies to try out, so make sure you take your time walking around as you decide what to get involved with this year.
The exciting events aren't just consigned to the daytime though, as the SU is also laying on unmissable evening entertainment.
Depending on your halls, all of you freshers will be heading back to school at either Crisis or Walkabout, with tickets available from your week one reps for just £5.
The excitement isn't just contained for freshers though, as the SU is also laying on a night out for all of you postgrads at Bodega, whilst you returners will undoubtedly be heading to the disco room as you return to Oceania.
So whether you're experiencing a night out in Nottingham for the first time or coming back to revisit past memories, you can be sure to find new friends and create new stories on what is sure to be a fantastic night.
The options aren't just limited to clubbing though, as Impact Magazine are also hosting a pub quiz in the Portland building this evening.
So if you want to test out your brain power amongst fierce competition and witty team names, find your week one rep, who will also be able to sell you a ticket for just £3.
Whether you end up joining a society, testing your general knowledge, or heading for the first night in town, make sure you enjoy the first evening of one of the best weeks of this year.
University Radio Nottingham presents The Lowdown.
All of those exciting events are just the beginning of what is to come during your first year and to kick off your week one.
Week one is a great way to meet new people and get stuck into life in your new home. And your go-to people for all of the social events happening this week will be your week one team. Unmissable in their bright shirts, they'll be there to buy tickets from, direct you onto buses, and to bring you home early if you end up having a little bit too much fun.
Angerad is from week one and tells you why Nottingham Freshers is the best around and all of the exciting things planned for this week, including one of the biggest nights of the year.
Nottingham Freshers in particular is particularly amazing because the system that we run here is very safe. There's loads of different activities to do. There's on-campus events, there's off-campus events, there's club nights, and then it finishes with a massive finale at the end, which is always an exciting experience for everybody. So we've got a variety of events, or on-campus events, which take place in Sutton Bonington, in the Den, in Mooch. We've also got events in the sports hall on Friday night, which is the silent disco. So we've got Impact Quiz on the Monday night. We've got some comedy nights. We've got Matt Richardson coming in from Radio 1, which will be fantastic. We've got a magician coming in. He's amazing, absolutely fantastic. He does some incredible illusion skills. And we've got musical theatre groups doing stuff. And then obviously we've got our club nights as well, which everyone dresses up fancy dress. And we've got the massive one, which is the finale night.
So what is the finale night?
Finale takes place at Capital FM. We get a range of acts. We've got Students Union coming in with like Breakdance Society and everything like that. But obviously it's all about the acts really. So we've got Artful Dodger playing, we've got Blonde playing, we've got Maverick Sabre, and we've got various URN DJs coming in. It's going to be absolutely fantastic, it really is. We've got B-Trakes as well. She's going to absolutely kill it. She's going to be amazing.
So it'll be a night to look forward to, and freshers will still be able to buy their tickets throughout the whole of week one.
Yeah, I mean, we've already launched the tickets at the moment, so you can get them online. Obviously, that's probably the easiest way, you know, just pop in your card details. But our week one reps will be selling them.
If that isn't enough to get you excited, you've also got the fun of moving into halls where the four walls of your student room will soon become home.
Your halls, whether they be self-catered or not, are more than just your room and communal areas. As you make new friends and go out for socials and formals with those sharing your building, you'll form your own new community.
And at the very least, you'll be united by the rivalries that you have with the other halls that are nearby.
However, not everyone has a great experience adjusting to life in their new surroundings, and it is important to know what your halls can do for you to make sure you feel at home.
Emma is from Broadgate Park and explains the differences between catered and self-catered halls, as well as talking you through how the hall supports you in your life and your new home.
What we try and create for Broadgate residents is a home from home. So what's different from the catered halls to self-catered is they've got their own space within the flat where they can make it all their own. So they have obviously the little tables where then they've got all the cupboards and stuff, and that's normally the start of where, you know, what they're going to do, how they're going to eat, are they going to socialise all together there, are they going to go to use the main common room on site as well. So there's those elements to look at too.
What can students get from their halls during week one? What's your role?
You've got your admin team that are there to help you with any of your sort of your queries, you've got any concerns about your rooms, you've got your maintenance team that are there 24 hours a day to help with anything that pops up that's not right. We've also got the week one reps and the student committees that are also present throughout that first week. So they're there also to advise about all the different events that are going on, and also especially all the big freshers events that students are obviously going crazy about already on all of our Facebook pages. And it's just making sure that they know where to go to get booked onto these different events, and also all the staff, obviously all the reception and everyone are aware of what these events are, so that we can make sure that they're just going to the right places. So everyone, it's obviously always a bit overwhelming in that first week, but we'll just make sure that we're all there. There's 24-hour staff on site as well, so there's always someone there to direct them of where they need to go and what events are going on as well.
How do Broadgate Park and other halls help students when they have problems, I suppose, during the beginning, such as missing home?
What we try to be is really present and very, so they're all very aware of where all these support networks are. What we have in every student room is we give them as a little information card that's got a picture of who their residence manager is with all their contact details on. Then we've also got all the other support numbers on there as well. So from the warden and tutor team, obviously we have 13 of them that actually live on site that are available every evening, you know, no matter when. We've also got the student advice centre numbers on there and the SU numbers too. So there's obviously lots of support in Nottingham. It's just making sure they get directed to the right place.
Obviously, we're all caught up in week one. It's so exciting. Freshers have just got here. But what do the halls do throughout the year to help students?
Well, we have an events programme every year that, again, we like to complement with the tutor events and also the major events in Nottingham. So, for example, last year we did like trips to Cadbury's World. We also have the Christmas market. We have Red Nose Day events, loads of pizza events. And the big thing is Broadgate Fest.
Of course, the university is a vibrant campus, and the fantastic events will not only be happening in week one or within your own halls.
You can expect to be able to immerse yourself with a number of different things that happen each week, whether they be following the SU elections, cheering on the uni in our varsity series against Trent, or taking the chance to chuck paint at your friends at Holy on the Downs.
To give you an idea of what is to come in what will be the best year of your life, you can now hear all the incredible things that happened last year on URN.
Varsity on URN.
Good evening and welcome to the Capital FM Arena for the biggest and most anticipated event of the 2014 Varsity Series. It's the icebreaker, it's ice hockey. We'll be guiding you through what's going to be the fastest paced and most exciting event on the varsity calendar.
Uni on try and break now with Hiscox on the right-hand side. The step opens to get past Stainfield. Gets it in, cuts it across. We've got it! It's turned in and that is 1-0 to Uni on.
You never saw Robin Hood wearing pink, because green and gold are the colours of Nottingham.
URN, live from the Nottingham Sport Relief Mile.
We're live here in Nottingham. Good afternoon, Nottingham! Sport Relief is usually the type of thing where, you know, you sort of think, oh, this is a great thing to do.
Healthy day.
Charitable. And then you think...
cake.
Yeah, anyone got any cake?
Trick or treat? Trick? No, you're actually live on URN.
Yeah, this you are joining us live on the URN's Halloween special.
Good afternoon and welcome
to the third annual URN Boat Race, a monumental event to get all the gossip on our competitors. We have got some sporting experts.
Jess and Liz, hashtag jizz on Twitter. Jess, according to Facebook, is a fan of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. If she's able to find entertainment out of watching a man eat a kangaroo's unmentionables on the television, we'll see what she's willing to do to win.
We are live from the Science Quad.
Three, two, one.
Whoa! There is a huge cloud.
It's like I'm walking in heaven.
On tomorrow's Lowdown, you'll be hearing about the university's amazing societies and how you can get involved.
At 4 today on The Pulse, you'll learn more about